Jesus, in case you didn't know, he has a great plan for you and I to be in a place where he has prepared for us. Jesus has prepared this place because he has a love for us. Can somebody say amen to that? The love of Jesus, praise God, is all that we need. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. They talk about the things, you talk about, you know, loving your father, your mother, but well, when you talk about loving Jesus, hallelujah, praise God, agape love, no greater love than it is than a man to lay down his life for his brother. Hallelujah, praise God. I want to encourage you this morning, praise God, hallelujah. If you're just now tuning in, hallelujah, to praise God, to tune on in to Gospel Hour Radio. Hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord. As we continue to fellowship here. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's get on into this wonderful word. Hallelujah. How to become a servant. I'll repeat that again. How to become a servant. Praise God. God has had you. We have to be able to serve others in order to be in the servanthood of the kingdom of God. Amen. When you can serve someone else, praise God, without looking back and without turning your head back, and then you can understand that what serving is all about. Serving is not just because you give a person a cup of water. Serving is putting others first and thinking about how God first loved us all and he served us first. Praise God, because he, hallelujah, created us. How to be a servant. Many of us don't, we have a problem when we talk about serving others. We don't want to serve nobody else. We want to serve our friends. We don't want to serve somebody that has done us wrong. We don't want to serve nobody that has given us a bad rap. We don't want to serve nobody that, hallelujah, that may have caused us problems in our lives. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. But God said, he said, in order for us to be able to serve him, we've got to be able to have a servant's heart. We've got to be able to serve someone else. We can't just continue to walk around here and think that we, hallelujah, that people have to give us things and we should be just receivers. But God said that we must serve others. Hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, because I hope somebody's hearing this morning. Are you hearing this morning? Praise God. Serve someone and see how it really is in the kingdom of God. In Isaiah chapter number 42, verse number 1 said, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth fruit, forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, and he shall, praise God, bring forth judgment unto the truth. He shall not fall, and nor be discouraged, till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law." Praise God. When you become a servant, you begin to speak the things and do the things that God has commanded you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when we can do those things, hallelujah, then God can trust us. Hallelujah. Again, we're talking about how to be a servant. You know, if you're sitting here today and you're wondering, nobody likes to talk to me. When have you listened? Praise God. Have you listened to someone? Have you heard someone today? Have you tuned your ear in to someone today? Have you sat down with someone today? Praise God. When you can, then praise God. That's how you can become a servant of God. You want to know what the greatest in the kingdom of God is? Serving is the greatest in the kingdom of God. Can somebody say amen to that? Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, in my life, I didn't always want to serve. I wanted to, praise God, I wanted to do the complete opposite. But God said, now it's time for you to serve. Moses went up into the mountain and led the people out of wilderness. Praise God, hallelujah! When he helped the people out of Israel, out of wilderness. Praise God, hallelujah! What was he doing? He was serving others. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah! Hallelujah, praise God. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Again, we're talking about how to be a servant. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, it takes a real faith to be able to serve someone before serving yourself. It takes a person that is dedicated to the work of the Lord, to the kingdom of God, to be able to serve someone else before serving ourselves. You've got to serve someone else before you, hallelujah, can become a servant of God. Hallelujah, praise God. I hope we're hearing this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Not all of us, praise God, may not all understand serving, but God said, hallelujah, he said that in order to be the greatest in the kingdom of God, you've got to become the least. Can you become the least? Praise God. Can you become that person that doesn't mind doing something for his brother, that's next door. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Serving. Just serve. Serve somebody else. Hallelujah. Oh, when you serve somebody else, praise God, the window of heaven blows out a difference, and it makes a difference in your life. Hallelujah. It makes, praise God, makes you become free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, I'm not ashamed to serve today. When I started on my walk and my journey, I wasn't always, I wanted to serve, and God changed my heart. He gave me a love. And I want to encourage you that if you don't know Jesus, to get to know him today. Jesus is the only way you can, hallelujah, serve. You can't serve by yourself with your human intellect. You've got to serve with your spiritual intellect. Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you, I'm just so excited this morning. You know, he woke me up, praise God. You know, when the enemy tries to do all things in your life, but the Bible said that when you can praise him, hallelujah, when you can just lift up your hands and you can say, no matter what the circumstance is, hallelujah, I'm still going to praise him. When you can look at the situation and say, I don't care, it may look bad right now, but I choose this day to serve my God. I choose this day to, hallelujah, to lift up the name of Jesus. I choose this day, hallelujah, to be boldly come to the throne room of grace. Hallelujah, praise God. You see, there's people that they need your prayers. Why don't you pray for them? There's people that need you to help them. Why don't you help them? There's people that need all kinds of things. What can you do for them today? I hope that we're getting this here. Oh, hallelujah. Again, tuning on in to the Gospel Hour Radio in Lubbock, Texas. Praise God. We're so glad to be able to be on air. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sitting here thinking about something that happened the other day. The other day we were going through just all kinds of things, and so many things were going on, and the Lord, I heard the Lord say, just be still. And that's why I did like this. So I've been still. And know that I am God. You see, God wants to see how much you will trust him. Hallelujah. Will you trust him if you don't have anything? Will you trust him if they take away all of everything around you and you don't understand why? Will you still trust him? Will you follow him today? I will follow the Lord. As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to serve you this morning, Lord. I just want to lift up your name. As we just continue to lift him up this morning, praise God, let us not forget. He died on the cross for you and I so that we can live and be able to have life and that more abundantly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for tuning in and praise God, hallelujah, this morning. Keep on tuning in and hallelujah, praise God, and come on down if you can make it, praise God. We want to invite you in, hallelujah, to Christ the King Church and Ministry. If you're listening, tune on in to Gospel Hour Radio, praise God, hallelujah. You can see that on our website, hallelujah, praise God. And so I don't know if we have any announcements. We got to get with our first lady. I don't know if she can make it over here to do the announcements, but praise God, hallelujah, in case we don't. We will be tuning in next week and see you next week. And we got our new radio station on air, Gospel Hour Radio here in Lubbock, Texas. And so it's 24-hour uplifting spiritual music and also radio shows that are included in there. So if you want to hear today's podcast, you can go there too and click on the show, and it will show today's podcast. Praise God. So I want to pray with you this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning for your loving kindness. Lord, we thank you for all that you do, all that you are, Lord. We thank you that you are God all by yourself, and you need not no one to be beside you, Lord, but you are, Lord, you know our thoughts. You know what we need before we can even ask, Lord. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we want you to know that God loves you, and so do we. And we'll see you next time. And don't forget to tune in to Gospel Hour Radio in Lubbock, Texas. Praise God. Hallelujah.